Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Grab your Bibles this morning. How many of you are ready to dig in just a little bit? I'll try that again. Look at somebody and say, all right, dig in. How many of you are glad to be here? Two of you. All right, I don't know why the rest of y'all are here. Well, Pastor, I got invited. Well, I'm glad you're here. Amen. This morning, I want to share something with you. And listen, it doesn't make a difference the way you came in. It's the difference of when you leave. Amen. So this morning, I want you to grab your Bibles because I want to share some things with you. And this morning, I've asked the teens to give me a hand. So you really might want to, you might want to squeeze in. You might want to get a little bit closer this morning because there's some things that I'm going to share with you that I believe God's going to show you and help you with. Anybody here need a little help? The rest of y'all, we cast out a lying spirit in Jesus' name. Everybody here needs a little bit of help. Amen? Amen. Grab your Bibles, and I want you to turn me to the book of Revelation. To the book of Revelation chapter 1. And when you get there, I want you to say amen. Some of you are quick. y'all didn't see. I don't have notes, so I can't say you looked at my notes. Amen. I dare you while you're turning to look at somebody and say, it's finished. It is finished. Can I ask you something? What is the it in your life? What is the it in your life? What are you struggling with? What's holding you back? What's stopping you to go to the next level? What is it that is stopping you from being what God called you to be, who you know you're supposed to be? And guess what? You may not have it all figured out, and that's okay. Look at somebody and say, that's okay. But when Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, then he was speaking not to just what he was doing now. He was talking about what you would go through, what you would face, what would hold you back from what he's actually lined up for your life. So look at somebody and say, what's your it? Now be careful who you look at and say that, because, you know, if your it's with that person, then you need to just go ahead and tell them, I forgive you, I repent. Hello? Husbands, wives, all right, y'all be nice. Amen? Are you in the book of Revelation chapter 1? Can I show you some things this morning that's really going to open your eyes? See, on Thursday night, we had a very special service up in here. How many of y'all were here Thursday night? Man, we had foot washing, we had communion, and then the Holy Spirit just came in, and we had people healed, we had people filled, we had people delivered. Man, Thursday night was absolutely just off the chain. And I believe that today we're going to experience resurrection power. Look at somebody and say, resurrection power. How many of y'all believe that God can raise the dead? My question is are you? And if you are, he can raise you today. Amen? Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spoke to me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks are one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girt around the paps, or his midsection, was a golden girdle, and his head and his hairs were white like wool, and as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet looked like fine brass, as if they'd been burned in a furnace, and his voice sounded like many waters. And he held in his right hand seven stars, which is the seven churches. And out of his mouth went a two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shines in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet dead. Verse 17. And he laid his hands right upon me. I dare somebody just to say, Lord, lay your hands on me. Sing unto me, fear not, for I am the first and I am the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. I'll just have to say that one more time. See, people think he's still in a grave somewhere, but I got news for you. It's empty. I am alive forevermore. Amen. Means it's finished. It's done. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Now, this morning, I want to ask you something. What is it that's not finished in your life, but what is it that he finished for you? See, we have to realize that in your life, the devil is feeding you a lie. Do y'all mind if I come down here? I just got to. The enemy has fed you a lie for so long, and he said this to you, you'll never be able to make it. You'll never be able to do it. You'll never be good enough. You'll never line up good enough to what the Bible says. But how many of you realize that Jesus took the keys from him? I heard some keys. Who had them? I'll take yours too. That's your rings? Shake him one time. Pastor, what are you doing? If you were here one night on Tuesday night, I had everybody's keys. Nobody could go home from church because I had everybody's keys. Can I go ahead and just remind you of something? See, what we forget is we think just because Jesus is in heaven that he doesn't feel what we feel. He said he feels our infirmities. He knows what we go through. He's there. He sees every tear. Actually, the word says he captures them. And when he gets to heaven, he wipes away all of them. Oh, you guys aren't going to help me up in here. But what I need you to realize is that he said, I have the keys. So the thing that you think is causing you to not be what God wants you to be, it's really not on you. It's a facade. When Jesus looked at John right here, he said, I took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I took them from him so that he wouldn't have control over you. He couldn't tell you when you were going to live. He couldn't tell you when you were going to die. Can I just help you? God is in control of your life. And even if right now you don't confess him, I can go ahead and tell you nothing you do surprises him. No matter what you've done surprises him. And he still loves you anyways. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? See, look, you don't have to be perfect. You just got to realize you've been forgiven. And he said, I've took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from you. And this is what happens in the church today. The enemy comes around and he begins to tie you up. Come here, fear. Where's my fear? Stand right there in the middle, fear. See, what happens is in our lives we begin to think that, God, if I step out for you, I'm going to look like a fool. God, what's going to happen if I really do this? What's it going to cost me? And the thing that holds you back is fear. So fear comes in and begins to wrap you up. And about the time that you try to take a step forward in the things of God, then fear begins to snatch you back. And what you feel in your heart is that the enemy has tied locks around you. And he set them on your life. But can I help you? He doesn't have the keys to the lock. The thing that used to hold you back or you thought could hold you back, he doesn't even have the keys to. So what he has to do is lie. Anybody ever lock something? We call it dummy locking. Anybody ever dummy lock something? Sometimes I just feel like a dummy. Come on, let's be truthful. Anybody in here ever just felt like a dummy whenever the Lord tries to get you to do something and the enemy comes by and he puts that lock on you and you pull on, you go, man, that's locked. And then you hear the Lord say, why don't you check the lock? Because I got the key. All he did was lie to you. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. All he did was lie to you when I actually had the keys. Can I just help you? Fear is just a part of it. Come here, pride. You notice it got quiet with pride. Because everybody in here says, I'm not prideful. Watch this. Watch this. Are you ready? See, we got to realize in our life that even though you don't think you've got it, it's in there. Well, I'm not going to the altar. I'm not going to do what Pastor asked me to do. Even though I know I can do it, you know what? I just can't do that. I just can't do that. Wait a minute. Can I help you? I can do all things. Come on, church, help me out. Say it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, you got to realize so many times we blame the devil when it's our own pride. Well, I don't need no help. I got this. That's some famous last words right there. I got this. Or if you want to talk about some rednecks, they say, hey, look here, watch this. I can help you. I'm from Georgetown. Y'all ain't say nothing. I'm just making it real. Can I make it real? Because there's many times in our lives we feel like we got it when the truth is you haven't got anything. Because you've lost the hand of the master. What's that say? Huh? Come here. Oh, it's about to get real right now. You ready? Everybody say condemnation. Anybody ever felt condemned? Oh, I'm just being truthful. How many of y'all in here felt condemned? Okay, let me ask you something. How many of y'all in here sinned? Well, for the rest of you that didn't raise your hand, you just did. Gotcha. Condemnation will drive you to a pit of depression. And if you don't watch yourself, there is one of the biggest things happening today in our teenagers and in our kids and even into our young adults is what's happening is that they don't know who they are. They have no sense of identity. And what begins to happen is they begin to cut themselves. I just want to cause the pain to try to seep out of me. And the truth is there was one who said he would mend the brokenhearted. So what happens is condemnation comes in. Well, I can't live it. Guess what? Nobody can. It's why we can go to 1 John chapter 1, and he can say this. He can say, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just. That's talking to Christians. That ain't talking to sinners. Because in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it actually says, if you believe that he was raised from the dead, and if you're in this church today, I know you do. How many of you know he's alive? If you don't, then you can't say that you didn't feel the presence of God just in that. Amen? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Look. It's time for us to realize the keys don't belong to the enemy. It's time for us to realize fear, depression, anxiety, worry. Oh, Pastor, you going somewhere now. Come on, is it okay if I go here for just a minute? Come on. All of these things in your life begins to tie you up. Y'all got a hold of me? Can I help you for a second? Give it back to fear by herself. There's some of y'all right here in this boat. I got this. So when you come to church and the presence of God is here, you begin to move forward. But what happens is that fear never comes by itself, so pride kicks in. And all of a sudden, when pride kicks in, you begin to realize, oh, I'm not all that. So then cutting can come in. What else you got over there? Alcohol. Come on over here. What else you got over there? Where's anger? I'm so glad it took anger a couple minutes to figure it out. Because let's be honest. Wait a minute. Watch this. You ready? Let's be honest. It's because when it comes to anger, it will linger for a little bit. don't sit there and tell me you don't keep thinking on it and you don't keep stewing on it until anger arrives. So are you beginning to see something right here? See, again, we are allowing, look at somebody and say, that's you. We are allowing the binding to take place. See, when it was just fear, I was okay, but I'm to the place now where it's just like, Lord, I'm wore out. I can't. Is there anybody in this place where you're struggling and you're to the place where you're about wore out and you just can't handle it? And you come to church and the tears are flowing down your face and you don't know what to do. And they're steady pulling and they're pulling and they're pulling and they're pulling because you didn't know that there was one who had the keys. You didn't know that there was one. Come here, devil. Oh, did I leave you out? What did I leave out over there? Drugs. See, everybody wants to leave drugs out. We don't have a drug problem. Georgetown's one of the biggest. Amen. I got a Georgetown County Sheriff here. It's one of the biggest. But yet this city wants to take it and sweep it under the rug. And we want to sweep the people that's on it under the rug. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Instead of churches being a hospital for people to come and get set free, actually when they come to church, there should have been another shirt that said religion. Pastor, this ain't no Easter sermon. You're right. Because it is finished. Come on, drugs. Come sneak right on up here because that's just how it happens in our life. It just kind of sneaks up there. Just kind of. So then you find yourself. Where's the enemy? Come on up here, enemy. Come on, right here. Just stand right there. Can I help everybody? Do you realize that everything right here is choices? Everything up here is choices. See, we want God to deliver us from these things, but yet we got to realize we got to choose you this day. Is this making sense to everybody? See, we got to make a choice, and then we can turn. But what happens is this, is once you get to the place where the enemy has hooked you in and begin to tie you up, the enemy can mock you. And now instead of seeing where you're going, all you see is the enemy. Come on, is there anybody here just feel like the devil's after you? Don't lie in church. Come on. How many of you just feel like, man, he has got my number. He is after me. He's going to try to get his best. And he's taunting you. And he's telling you, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. Is this making sense? Is this making sense? But I got great news for you. There was one that said it was finished. And all you have to do is call him by name. See, can I help you? Listen, he's on the way by. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. No, y'all, see, you got to realize he is always moving. He's always looking for you. You're his bride. You're special. He loves you, but he will continue to move until you call to him. You notice what Jesus just did? He just stepped right in front of the enemy. I got some great news for some people in this church right now. You used to look at the enemy, but all of a sudden now you're looking in the eyes whose eyes are like fire. You're looking into the eyes that right now burn and put aside every work of the enemy. And there is one who can loose every chain so that when you begin to reach, see, you're not saying nothing. You notice I'm not doing anything. No, church, listen to me. There comes a time when you learn to give it to him, and all you got to do is sit back and just say, Lord, I praise you and I thank you that today I'm no longer in control. These chains don't have me. He's got the keys. He's got the keys. For too long, you've been tied up. Church, y'all need to hear me up in this place. For too long, the enemy has lied to you and said, I got you, I got you, I got you. But there's one who says, no, I got you. I got you. I already put him under my feet. I already went down and took all the keys. He don't have nothing but a facade. That's all he has. And he can shake them all he wants to. But the chain breaker is here. The chain breaker is here. He's here. He's here. I'm going to really help somebody right here. And then you begin to realize that there is only one way out. Is that while he's breaking the chains, can I help some of y'all in here? There's some of y'all in here, you're in the battle of your life, but can I just go ahead and tell you, let go of the chains that is actually holding you, because you have one that said he's going to fight the battle for you. There's, my God, there's somebody here right now. Listen, for too long you've been fighting the battle. You're weary, you're wore out, you're tired, and you know what? The enemy loves tired saints. He loves when saints of God begin to actually get wore out, because then it's very easy to get caught back up again. Even when you're trying to move into the things of God, you begin to run into the thing that used to. Come on, can I help somebody in here real quick? See, whenever you're on top of the mountain with God and you're close with him, this stuff right here don't begin to bother you. But when you get tired, you begin to go back and go, You know, I'm a little aggravated with this person. I just remember what they did to me. But that was 5 years ago. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Can I just help you? Forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. For too long, the body, you, the church, have been in the place where you were wrapped up. And can I help you? I have a choice to take this back. Y'all need to really pay attention real quick. See, I got a choice to take this back. I got a choice. And I don't know about anybody else, but I think it's time for us to begin to choose. I know who to give it to. And then y'all can pull all you want to. Because you realize you can turn around and you can look at your foe and you can say, pride, you used to have me. Go. You can look at alcohol and say, no, you used to have me. Now go. You can look at fear and you can say, no, you used to have me, now you go. And you can look at drugs. I don't care where you've been, what you've done, how long you've been doing it. And you can say, I got one who's got my back. And drugs, you got to go. My self-identity, the stuff that I thought I was a lie the devil fed me. And no longer am I going to cut myself. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And now you got to go. Let me just go ahead and deal with you right here. Stand up. I'm tired of the body of Christ being in a place where anger controls you. It's time to begin to realize right now that I have the authority to bind and to loose that rascal wherever I want him to go. But I got a choice of where anger goes. I got a choice if it leads me or I grab a hold of it, because you know what? There's two sides to anger. There's one where anger controls you, and then there's a righteous anger whenever you realize, you know what? I'm not putting up with the enemy no more. I'm not letting him use me no more. I'm not letting him have my family no more. So in the name of Jesus, you got to go. Go. Jesus, come here. We just got one more. It's our turn. Well, there's some preaching going on right now, and I ain't even having to say very much, is there? I feel the Holy Spirit in this place. It's like a bomb just went off just now. Luke chapter 4, real quick, I'm going to give you a couple scriptures, because you know what? There's some of y'all that need to read this at home. I don't have time to preach it. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, move there real quick. Actually, minister's already got it up on the board. Y'all look up there, because I got to move. Watch this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Can I help you? If you're here today and your heart is broken, there is a Savior whose name is Jesus. Because what happens is that if you don't go to Him and heal your heart, there is another chain that begins to wrap. Let me see that chain. Bring it to me. Bring me that chain. Quickly, church. Watch this. And this chain becomes a fence. When you get offended at God because God didn't show up when you wanted Him to. Can I help this church? Are you ready? On Palm Sunday, everybody was ready for Him. Oh, the King is here. Hosanna, Hosanna. Oh, save us, save us. We glorify You. And in their mind, they wanted a king that would rule on this earth. And when He came and said, I've come to take all dominion, it was the same crew that turned around on Friday, and they turned Him over to Pilate to rip His skin open. And then they turned around and said, we'd rather have a thief than to have a Savior. Pastor, you're preaching. And down the Via Dolorosa, they would begin to drive Him along. The weight of the world upon His shoulders. I bumped into a man on Friday. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? How in the world did Simeon pick up the cross that Jesus had with the weight of the world on it? Except it would be with Jesus. Y'all listen to me. We all got a cross to bear. You can choose now or you can choose later on in your life. You got a choice. And I just want to help everybody here. You will choose. Amen. Watch this. To preach deliverance to the captives. I got some good news for you. You're really free, but you don't even know you are. Thursday night, we broke these chains out because the Lord began to show some people that really it was just dummy locked. It really wasn't a part of their life. And you know what had to happen is we had to look at that person. I looked at that person in their eyes and I said, the Lord said, it's not locked. Take it off. The recovery of sight to the blind and to set at liberty. How many of you want to be free? No, no, no. How many of you want to be free? See, I'm not just up here preaching a sermon to you. Listen, I want you to hear what the Spirit of God say, and He wants to know if you want to be free. Free from offense, free from anger, free from fear. Free. 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 Hold that. Y'all want some more, or you want me to stop? Can you handle just a little bit more? Yes or no? John 16:33. Go there real quick. 16:33, real fast. Two more scriptures, I'll let you out of here. Or you think I will. Yes, the Hispanic church next door is cranking up. And that's because they're going to help me preach. If you're hungry, find you something in your pocketbook or in your pocket. Need it. Need a cough drop? I'll give you something. I need you for just two more scriptures. Can you handle it? Did you find it? John 16:33. If you're there, just say amen. Pastor Chris, you got it? Read it. Can you just look at somebody and say it's done? Wait a minute. He just said that you were going to face tribulation. How many of you are in storms? You're in decisions. You're in choices right now, and you just don't know what to do. That's truth. Come on, everybody here, watch this. Watch this. Can I help you? He already overcame it, so why are we not talking to him? He's already beat it. Amen. Last one I want you to look at, John 5:19-21. John 5:19-21. When you're there, just say amen. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, there he also doeth the Son likewise. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse quickly. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that himself he does. And he shows him greater works than these, that they or you may marvel. Go to the next verse. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them. Now watch this. Even so the Son quicketh whom he will. Can I just break this down and make it real for us in Georgetown terms? The word says right here that as the Father raised Jesus in resurrection power. Do y'all understand in the tomb it took a nuclear explosion? Some of y'all need to go and look it up. There's actually the veil where his face is imprinted into the veil. It is truth. It's been dated. It is scientific fact. They've tried to debunk it. They can't. And they said it would take literally a nuclear explosion to flash burn his face into that cloth. See, I need you to hear what I'm about to say. A lot of people don't think God is God and God can't do it, or God can do this and can't do that. I'm here to tell you that God can raise the dead. He can raise the dreams that you thought were dead. He can raise you out of the pit. He can set you free. He can save you. He can put you on a different path. He can do all of these things, because if he could raise his own Son from the dead, you find Jesus saying, and even so the Son will quicketh whom he will. Can I just help you? Are you ready? Put your hand on your chest. Put your hand right on your chest. Say, Lord, wake me up. Lord, move in me. Quicken me. I want to be alive. How many of you in here realize that when you pray that, you say that, the Lord begins to turn his ear to you, because when you ask, he said, will you not receive? Does it have to do about how good you are? No. It's about how good he is. I want to ask you something. Jesus, bring me that chain. Just hold it there. I want to ask a question to every person in this church. Do you still want to hold on to it? Because I want to tell you the Master's here. Can I help everybody here? It says where two or three are gathered together, he's in the midst. So guess what? From the time you walked in the door this morning, his presence has been here. He's just been waiting on you. With every head bowed and every eye closed this morning, there's some areas in your life right now. Listen, I know the Lord is saying, he said, will you let me have that? Will you let me have that? Will you let me take it? With every head bowed and every eye closed, I just have to ask you this question. I can never let anybody leave here without asking this. You say, Pastor, I've seen where he can set me free. I've seen where I can be freed in all these areas, but I really don't know him. Can I introduce you to him? If you're here this morning, you say, I've never asked Jesus into my heart. I got to today. I just have to. There's not an if, ands, or buts about it. I've done this on my own for too long, Lord. I need a change. I need a shift. If that's you, on the count of three, I want you to lift your hands. One, two, three. Do it quickly. 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 Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hands are still going up. Guys, we're going to pray. But let me ask you, what's holding you back? What is it? What is it? I'm just having too much fun where I'm at. I got news for you. Death's knocking on your door. The wages of sin is death. It's coming. That's not my words. That's the word. Everybody whose hands are up right now, just keep them up for just one more minute, please. Just one more minute. Just now, as you keep those hands up, if you've ever prayed a prayer and asked Jesus in your heart, but you're not living for him, you are not in. You're not even on the team. You're sitting on the bench. You're back in the dugout. And you say, it's time. If that's you, I want you to lift your hand right now. Is there anybody else that just says, Lord, that's me? Thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? Quickly. I see that hand. I see that hand. Thank you. Anybody else? Come on. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. Today's the day. Church, will you pray this with me? Everybody together, those that lifted your hand, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says this. It says, if you believe in your heart, confess out of your mouth that you are saved. Today, you can know for sure. It's not a guess. It's a guarantee. And all of you here that know Jesus as your personal Savior, we're one family. We're going to pray with them. Are you ready? You had your hand up with all of your heart. Say this. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean by your precious blood. I believe you died and you rose again. Right now, you're sitting by the Father. I give you my life. I surrender every part right now. Now I know I'm going to heaven. I'm a new creature. Today, there's a shift in my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.